Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, so, let's see. My sobriety date is October 7th, 2010. And I have a sponsor, and I'm currently working the steps. And I have a home group, which is the Young People's Group. And so I'm just going to tell you how I started and how I finished and how I changed. And so my first drink kind of just made me not care about anything, really, except for drinking more. And so I did that. I kind of started out pretty quick, pretty alcoholic. Started out with a 151 and moved on from there. I don't know why. I think I just like the guarantee of it. I mean, really, you can't really deny it. So I just kept drinking. I was pretty much like a weekend drinker, then a daily drinker, then whenever I could drink, I drank. I somehow managed to graduate from high school, went to college, yeah, it went off from there, and just got progressively worse, and I got progressively more miserable. Drinking used to be a really great solution. Used to, you know, maybe not care, or, you know, I guess filled the hole, or, you know, whatever, but, and it was fun. I loved drinking. I loved it. But the more I did it, the less it was fun. And the longer I stayed a crazy drunk, I, you know, did crazier things. God's really the only thing that kept me out of trouble, because I tried my damnedest to get into it. I still don't know to this day how I don't have a DUI. I still don't know to this day how I have not killed someone on the roads or myself. And I really don't want to know the answer to that. I'm good with not knowing the answer. I'm just glad I didn't. What happened was, I basically woke up one day after a long night of drinking before my 22nd birthday, to just chaos yet again. I frequently woke up with chaos around me, broken things, just craziness. When I drank, I blacked out. When I blacked out, I did crazy things. I was pretty passive aggressive when I was sober, which was rare. And then as soon as I got drunk, everything came out. Mostly it was the bad and the ugly. And I woke up and I was just done. Just like the deepest pit of despair. And I didn't know what to do. Didn't know what my problem was. I didn't know anything at that point, and I couldn't handle it on my own anymore. I've been trying to live my life, you know, live it, and, you know, do it, and whatever, but it wasn't working, because I wasn't actually living it. I was drinking through it, and, you know, drugs were definitely part of my story. They came in after the drinking. Anything you put in front of me, I was pretty game for, as long as it got me out of my head. And I don't know if they brought me closer to my end or not. By the end, I was really just, you know, waking up, drinking, and, you know, middle of the day, drinking. And at night, I'd fall asleep drinking. My life was completely unmanageable, and I didn't even know it. I thought I was doing great. I was in school and, you know, had a car. I had, like, so many skills. It was not even funny. Like, it was just amazing. And I just amazed myself all the time. And, I don't know. It was just after, like, a a lot of like just horrible consequences like that the end came for me. I put my hand through a window and I got stitches, and I didn't blame it on the drinking, I blamed it on, you know, the window being bad. Scraped up the side of my car because I was on a bridge and I kind of like swerved a bit and hit it, and but you know everything was fine because you know the car still worked, you know, had most of its paint on it, it was good. So I just went home and drank more, and then by my 22nd birthday, like the front window of my house was just, you know, broken because I thought I lost my keys, but I hadn't. They were in my bag one night when I came back from drinking, and I threw a brick through it, you know, to get in. And then, really everything was just a mess. I was a mess. My grades were horrible. I withdrew from a lot of classes, so my GPA was still up there, which also kind of was like, yeah, I got this. Like, but I didn't. I just kept drinking. I mean, really, it's what happens. And then I woke up in just this utter despair. My knees were bloody. My scrapes. I had, like, broken off part of my toe, or I don't know. It was just horrible. Horrible. My face was messed up and everything. So I woke up and I called my father, because that's the only person I knew who to call. I hurt my family more than anyone else because of my absenteeism due to my drinking and my behavior. But they were still there for me. And so I called my dad, and then I just told him I didn't know what to do. He came, and because I was in St. Augustine, so he drove up, you know, picked me up, brought me back. It was supposed to be for 5 days. I ended up staying for 3 months and getting sober. In the process, went to treatment and kind of got my head screwed on right. And then I was introduced to the program. And this place changed my life. I've been sober for, you know, about 100 something days, and the quality of life is insane. I can already see it. Like, I can already see the betterment of my life due to the fact that I am not drinking. I can actually show up. My parents love to see me, and which is good because I live with them, so they get to see me a lot. But it's amazing. I mean, I just wake up and I actually get to have a clear head, and I don't have to look around me today and wonder, what did I do last night? What did I break? What do I need to clean up, and who do I need to say sorry to? Because that was my MO for a really long time. Just kept switching friends to see if it would change. But I got sober, and now I'm here, and I have a sponsor who is awesome and is, you know, just telling me how it is. And the more I'm in here, it's like the more I get from it. Like, the more people I meet, the more I get from it. Like, the more I get out of myself, the more I get from it. Like, I don't know, it's good stuff. You know, like, getting a sponsor, like, changed everything for me. I was kind of scared of the program because, I don't know, because people talk about it like it's the program. And I'm like, what am I getting myself into? But I actually got myself into a good thing this time. And, you know, I started making friends, and the people that I talked to today actually asked me how I'm doing and want a real answer. Like, as before, it was, oh, how are you doing? Good, good. How are you? No, this is like, how are you doing? No, really, how are you doing? And, which is awesome. And, the steps and the big book helped me so much, especially at the beginning, like, really, really beginning, like, my first month or two. It, like, just whenever I felt like I couldn't handle it, you just look, and right there it says that you can handle it, because so many people have handled it, and you know, and that you're not different. Like, I'm not different, which is cool. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm good with that. Like, I have a choice now. I have a choice to do, you know, what really helps or what could help for a second. Like, to put a Band-Aid on it and say, like, okay, let's keep going, or to, like, get down to the problem and fix it. And really, God is the only thing. God and the program are the only two things that can fix it. And it's just great to be here. And I have 5 minutes. Thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, the more I keep coming back, the more I get from it. And just... Okay. yeah, so I'm Joe, and I'm alcoholic.